Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. But before we get to that, Dad, can we get the answer to last week's clue?
Well, what the hell were the clues? I always forget the clues. Oh, no, the clues were DiMaggio and 70s Governor General.
Okay. And what were you? What card was it?
The Joker.
Because
Joe DiMaggio and Kerr was the guy who sacked Gough Whitlam in the 70s.
Did anyone get it?
Yeah, good luck. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
He doesn't know anything. He just comes in here every week and goes back out again.
None of us appreciate the homework we give listeners every episode. And Rides, what was last week's color?
The color?
Yeah.
It was maroon or maroon.
Oh, ooh, well, have you got that right?
Did anyone get
congrats
it?
Congrats to you.
Zammit.
Well, yeah, Zammit got that one right. Yeah. Zammit figured it out. All right. Yeah. So, Dad, have you got a card for this week?
I've got two for this week.
All right.
The first one, because the deck of cards that I'm going to build the shanty town out of this week are Harry Potter cards. There's the Harry Potter clue, right? And then there's just the normal clue. So I'll do first.
Do the Harry Potter clue.
All right. The Harry Potter clue is Ron and Hermione celebrate Mrs. Morris's lives.
Okay.
All right.
Is that the whole clue?
That's the whole clue.
Well, Mrs. Norris.
Yeah.
Mrs. Norris. Did I say Morris?
Yeah. Mrs. Norris.
She was Norris. Actually.
And what are your, what's the other one?
The other one is, the first clue is Sawbuck.
Okay.
Sawbuck and leaning 50s nerd.
All right.
Another nerd focused one from the 50s.
What was the other one? Oh, 50s nerd word. Or
That's a wellspring for Dad. Yeah. That's where he goes. Yeah. And have you got a colour for us, Rides?
I sure do. This one feels quite overwhelming.
Okay.
It sounds like wind chimes.
Oh.
Tastes like champagne. And smells metallic.
Okay.
Smells metallic.
Yeah. Blood.
It's
not red.
The last one, when I was editing the last episode, every single new element of the color you introduced, everyone's like, oh. Ah. You're like, it's rich. We're like, very funny. And Mum, have you got a joke for us?
It's not my joke. Paul Patton. Patton. He's a Sans Pants stuff and nonsense person.
Yeah.
He just posted this really cute joke, which I love.
Yeah.
I went into a pet shop and asked for 12 bees. The shopkeeper counted out 13 and handed them over. Oh, you've given me one too many. Don't worry, that one's a freebie.
Ah.
How cute is that? I loved that. It's a dad joke, but mums like it.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
Mums so like you it like just dad stole jokes. This guy's joke and broadcast it to a few thousand people. That's not
well, he's broadcasting it on Facebook.
Credited him. Yeah.
Don't you reckon a better joke is the bee that escapes the hive?
What do you mean?
He's a free bee.
A free bee.
I'm free.
I consider myself a free bee. Our first question tonight comes from the Discord. It comes from GoFerrit or GoFerrit. GoFerrit.
Is there two R's?
No, GoPherrit. GoFerrit. That sounds like a service. Like,
yeah, go for it.
You got a lawn, doesn't have enough holes in it? Go for it. They say, hey, Bailey family, my workplace is having a work do at a karaoke bar at the end of the month. I like to think I'm a pretty good singer. I have a loud voice, and I think and I can hold a tune, but can't really do anything special. What would be a good song to sing? I'm relatively new at this job, and I'd prefer not to embarrass myself, but I also don't want to make it look like I'm taking it too seriously either. Would love to hear your recommendations.
So what song he should sing
yes.
on karaoke?
What song should go for it sing karaoke, come karaoke time? It's an important decision because it's a business function.
Well, what song would you sing? What's you went karaoke.
But I'm trying to impress. I'm trying to get across that this is a lot of fun, but I'm a pretty good singer.
Yeah. Let's go for it. What would it be?
What would I sing?
I think Mad World.
Mad World's
good. Tears for Fears.
It's a bit heavy.
Oh. No, but it's really kind of, it's soft and slow and it's easy. There are no high notes and everyone true. Loves that song.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Wow, that's such a genuine guy.
I've never been a fan. It's boring.
No way. That's a beautiful boring. Song.
Do you like the other version? The one that's fast?
What's the other one?
That's because it's a cover. There's like, I think it's a cover anyway.
Well, Tears for Fears is the fast version yeah. and the cover is the slow version.
Yeah.
Yeah, the there's slow version's beautiful.
Well,
right. You need a smack.
Yeah, I don't know what I would sing. I'm trying to think of a song because you want.
What song would you sing if you weren't trying to impress someone?
In any situation. What's a
Have
song?
You ever done karaoke?
No, I hate the idea of it.
Really?
I've
never
like...
done it, but I'd love to.
No, I can't stand it.
I think it would be fun.
Well, what would
I'd
you
have
sing,
to be
though?
Very drunk.
Yes, yeah.
Because otherwise I'd just shit myself.
Yeah. If I was very drunk, maybe I would get on stage and belt something out. What do you think? Well, it's hard to think of one you would do. What are karaoke faux pas? What's a song you shouldn't get up and sing?
Anything that's very long.
Yeah. If you get up and do Bohemian Rap, Stairway to Heaven.
A little bit of Mess and Dormer, I think. Kind of pull you apart.
Imagine going up there and doing Bad Outta Hell. The song is such a long intro of you just standing there on stage waiting for the lyric. It's like 5 minutes. And I was like,
What's that one? You have to have a great voice, though. At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
Oh, yeah, I will survive.
Yeah. That's always a good
I was about
one.
To say, I walk the line.
I walk the line. I walk the line.
Johnny Cash is turning in his grave. That's not the song I wrote.
You could do a cowboy song.
Yeah, a cowboy song. It's good. It's a bit funny, but also you can show off your pipes a little bit, you know. Yeah. I think Go For It is right. You don't want to be seen to take it too seriously. Because taking the karaoke seriously is kind of like the guy who takes the board game.
If you go up there and start going,
unique New York, unique New York. And people are like, what are you doing? And you're like, well, I want to do it good. People are not going to look favorably upon you. But also you can't go in there and be like,
you know what I'd do? I'd do a Disney song.
It's a good choice.
Disney song is very, because Disney songs are, well, they're made for good singers.
Yeah.
People that sing Disney songs are like the actors, like, great singers. So
the last time I was at karaoke, there were some people belting out "Be a Man" from Mulan.
Oh, yeah,
it's a classic. Everyone
it's
loves.
Not, no, it's not good for karaoke.
Either. I don't think so, but everybody loves belting it out. But yeah, I agree. It's a little something about it's a little bit off. What would you choose? What Disney song then?
Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest. Oh, that's a great choice.
Yeah. I wish I knew what work they did.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Then we could have tried to fit the song.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's too much.
Wicked Game.
Wicked Game. What a wicked thing to do.
Because I think if you really want, or she, if they want, if they, don't you do Wicked Game, Jack.
I don't know why it was like Wicked Game and I was like, this is your moment, Jackson. Yeah.
But it's a great tune and is there any high notes?
It's all high notes.
Yeah.
What a wicked thing. I think the struggle
it's not
is
high notes.
Isn't it a high notes? He's got a high pitched voice. I'll say that.
I don't think so.
Do you think he's got a low voice?
What a wicked thing to do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, to make me dream of you.
What's that Alanis Morissette song that lady did?
Isn't it ironic?
There's
that's
your
a
song.
Good karaoke
song.
That's
song.
Great. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And then you could sneakily point out all the points that weren't ironic and be really clever.
Yeah. You got a conversation piece afterwards. You get down off stage, everyone's like, great singing. You're like, yeah, have you ever noticed in 2009? Yeah. That's not ironic. That's just inconvenient. And hopefully nobody points out that was, I think, someone's stand-up in like 1999, like a famous bit of stand-up that went around. But I think you also can't flub it. Because nobody likes the, there's two ends of the spectrum for karaoke. There's the guy that's gone too far and the person that's like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I don't want
to
do it.
I think you have to choose a fun song.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And if you can go up there with someone else, even better.
Mm. Then you've got to do I've Got You, Babe.
Yeah.
Why don't you do I Got You, Babe, and you do both.
Babe, and then you run to the other start. I got you, babe. I thought you were going to be like, for some reason, why don't you do I Got You, Babe, with your boss? Just great way to build relations.
Do you want a hand clapper?
Oh,
no, I hate hand clappers.
Same?
Because let them sing.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
It's very funny to imagine.
Getting
you.
The crowd involved.
And you know what I also hate, just quickly? You know when people film at a concert?
Yeah.
And you can hear them singing. Yeah. Shut up.
You're filming.
The person feels like singing.
But do you know what I loved? The hand clapping at Hilltop Hoods.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so exciting. That Did you get hand clapping? It was like this really cool hand clapping.
For one song.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean the few songs?
They're like, wait, what?
People like clapped along for a couple of songs. Oh, and it was, it was good.
But it was cool like, clapping. Not like.
Yeah.
It was cool clapping.
It was like to a specific rhythm.
I forget it now because I'm not cool.
Clapping have a backwards hat on.
What's cool clapping compared to
normal
clapping?
Well, I can't remember because
I'm not
cool.
It was like two different. It wasn't just like. It was like. It had a different rhythm.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
I remember watching this thing. It was some YouTube video where someone was like, I'm doing a... It was somebody being like, I'm doing a folk cover of Lizzo's... some Lizzo song, which is weird in and of itself. But there was one of the ladies that was doing it was this folk singer, and she was talking about how much she's sick of folk singers saying hey in songs. She's like, why? It's always like, little hey! And she's like, who are you talking to? Hey! Yeah.
So did somebody pinch you?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what were you saying? You were saying you want a fun song.
A fun song.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Like an Elton
What's
John song.
What's the matter, you? Hey!
Got no respect.
Everyone will join in.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Or like Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Oh, classic. Beautiful. It's good. Everybody likes it. And I think that's not hard to hit the song everyone likes. Mm. Do you know what I mean? If you get up on stage, you do that, you get off stage, just as long as it's not a big deal, I think you'd be fine.
So you want an everyone chorus.
Yes.
Everyone sing along chorus.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it also depends where in the roster you're performing. Mm. Are you toward the end? Because then might I suggest, say, a Billy Joel's Piano Man.
No.
No.
You don't think toward the end of the night when everyone's wrapping up, if you go on stage
and everyone's
and do a
drunk.
A really nice, everybody's drunk.
American Pie is better than
that's
Piano
nine
Man.
9 minutes.
Too long. Too long, American
Pie. I love how you know that.
Like, I don't think anyone really likes Piano Man anymore.
Yeah.
I think they did.
What
I think that whole thing you're talking about, that at the end of the night people were like, Rocket Man, I mean... Mm.
Piano Man.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Play us a rocket, you're like Rocket Man.
Build us a rocket tonight. Yeah. Do you think people are over Piano Man? You're full of hot takes tonight, right?
But like that's such a cliche.
I like Piano Man. Yeah, but I guess at the end of the night, you'd be like, no, see, I see
America. You could rap it. You got to do something different.
Don't get on stage and rap Piano Man.
No, don't.
Plays a song, you're the Piano Man. It's not going to go down well. Yeah. But I think Piano Man is less played than American Pie.
What about Hotel California?
I hate that song.
I like it.
I don't like
That's
Hotel
really
California either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are all songs that you can get away with. But these are not, if you want to stand out, none of these songs are good.
No.
No, Rocket Man. This is like every karaoke person's dream.
Mm.
No one knows anything. Oh, yeah, they've got up. Blown their minds.
Yeah,
you get up, you open your mouth, everyone's like, fucking
stop what they're doing and turn to the stage.
Whoa, I didn't know they could
How
sing.
How excited would you be if somebody, like you're at a karaoke party or whatever, somebody gets up on stage but they start the song off facing away from you? You know they're going to turn around and it's going to be awesome when the song begins.
legs apart for a stance, head down.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is going to stop and wait.
I think I just thought of the biggest karaoke faux pas is, and this is not something I think you're going to do, go for it, but just imagine this sort of thing. Somebody does one of their own songs. Somebody gets on stage and is like, this is not a karaoke night. This is an open mic night, I've decided.
I would boo them off stage happily.
Imagine you're going to karaoke thing and you know it's a karaoke party and somebody you work with turns up with a guitar and you're like, no. What's about to happen tonight? Yeah, so look. I think those are all some good suggestions. Pick any of these. I think we've given like a good range for the kind of impression you want to make. You know what I mean? Yeah. Good. Well, yeah, hopefully that helped.
Can we just stop there for a minute? I'll build a shanty town.
Yeah.
And this time I'm going to do something a bit different with it. I'm going to try a bit of weight on it.
Let me film it, Dad. So let me film you putting a little bit of weight on the shanty town.
I've got this, whatever this is.
Okay.
Item one.
That looks more of an old council building.
Yeah, it does. It's got a great veranda.
It
does
have a good veranda. From Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to see if it can take
Don't drop it.
Oh, no. I'm just going to put it on video.
Drop it.
Gently, gently.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
You got nothing.
You did it.
Shush. Wait a minute.
Is there any?
Was that even yours?
Yeah. It's not just drinking someone else's. Someone else's cup of Adam's old cup of tea.
Give me your donut. I'll put that on.
Dad, so committed to
the
bit.
Up your donut.
This is exciting. This is exciting to see. It's sad that it's made you rush your tea, but okay.
Right, I have to get my tea bag.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Just go for it.
I'm nervous. Sweating, mate.
Come on.
Fuck.
I like how perfectly it fell, though.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Wow.
It's cute that the cup says creation, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that cup says creation. What does it say?
Consumption.
Creation, consumption. That's what happened. Right. I will make sure to post that somewhere when this episode comes out.
Right.
That was my heart's beating a million miles a minute. So our next question comes from NSEW_Nick on the Discord. They say, hey fam, my friend has recently gotten a bad haircut, and I mean really bad. She's on the fence about it, but everyone keeps telling her it looks great, even though I know that behind her back, they think it sucks. I want to be honest with her and tell her it's no good, as I think it'll be better for her to hear the truth, but I don't want to offend. What should I do? The haircut is an undercut, if you're wondering. Too long didn't read for Ryder. Friend got bad haircut, and I want to be brutal about it.
Well, I actually love telling people when they've gotten a bad haircut.
Of course you do.
Because, for one, it's hair. It'll grow back.
That
it's
is
not
true.
A bad tattoo. It's not a bad piercing. It's hair. It'll, in a month, it'll look different.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
You certainly told me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, when Dad shaved his hair, well, Dad obviously has quite a big mane of grey hair. When Dad shaved his hair, me and Ryder did not respond well.
No, we weren't
responded
happy about
with
it.
Mourning Dad's previous look, and Ryder responded with fury. What a time in our
they were little,
young formative lives.
They were little, but Ryder just gave him the rude finger about 4 million times and told him to fuck off.
It's so good that you showed Dad your middle finger, because that means that your child rage had to be channeled in the worst thing you could do to someone.
Give them the
middle finger. You're like, where does it go? Cop the bird, Dad.
But we were really mean because I said, look, this is Dad's brother.
Yeah,
I know. And you were like, oh,
it was just like,
okay.
You were like, hey, you know your young childhood, like your world? I'm just going to fucking rock it to the core. This is your dad's brother. What? But that looks like Dad. What? And just, we didn't know what was going on. It was crazy.
Oh, that's a bit like the octopus.
So don't get a
bad haircut. We weren't very good parents, were
you? It's not that you weren't bad parents. You just assumed me and Ryder as children had a different sense of humor. We were sort of more laughing at farts and sort of, you know, bums and that whole thing. Not just strange pranks. Oh, dear me. But yes, haircuts. What? Yeah, what would you do? Say I got a bad haircut. How would you phrase it?
Well, I would think of something you looked like and tell you that.
That just happens to me as well. Yeah, like when the moment you said that, I realized that I don't live with, or my friends and the people around me are not the friends that will hide a bad haircut from me. They will be like, you look like a Lego man. Jackson, you look atrocious. Yeah, that's
so
yeah.
Your friends would say that to you?
Yes, I actually don't know how to do it quietly because I've never learned.
Yeah.
I don't think you should say it yet, because if I got a bad haircut, And you said your haircut, shit, that's ages before it grows out. Yeah. When it grows out, say your hair looks so much better before. I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to. No, you have to say their feelings.
I can't nip to
because
the
it's a long time
it.
Now they've got to live with a bad haircut, knowing it's a bad haircut. Get over
it. You're condemning someone to wearing a hat for a month. That's what you're
but
doing.
But if my hair is repairing and looking a bit better, and a month ago it looked bad. I don't care about a month ago.
Well, I wouldn't say, Mum, it looks shit house.
Mm. You would.
I would. But it's hair. It'll grow back.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I know, but it takes a long time. 1 centimeter a month.
Yeah. I remember when I shaved off all my beard and looked like a terrible worm. Mm. That Googling, how long will it take? And yeah, it takes a while.
They did the same thing. Remember he shaved his beard for my birthday?
Yeah, we should not have – we were no good without a beard, Bailey boys. We need the beard. You're okay, Rides. You got a Kronborg chin. Me and Dad got that Bailey chin.
Well, which means no chin. Well, chin's sort of level with their ears somewhere back there.
It's basically our Adam's apple is our chin.
You could say when your hair grows out a bit, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, no, but that's
horrible.
It's almost too subtle.
Yeah.
Because then it's almost
I think don't tell them.
Don't give them a backhand. Well, give
but
them a
tell them later. Say, don't get that haircut again.
I want to go through the stages and I want you, everyone, to decide at what point. Mm-hmm. So, directly after the haircut. Are you going to bring it up then, Rides? When they step out of the hairdresser, going to be like, mine's good, yours is shit, if you get your haircuts together.
If it came up.
Of course it comes up. It comes up as soon as someone gets a new haircut. It comes
just
up.
It came out of a hairdresser. It's going to come up. If you say nothing, that's even weirder.
So someone gets a haircut, you say, what have you been doing? They go, nothing. And the hair's completely different.
Okay, but would you? Say I've just come out of the hairdresser and my hair is shit house.
I'd probably say, I wouldn't say it looks shit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be.
Okay, what about one day after?
I've seen you a day after?
Yeah, it's a day after I got my hair cut yesterday. Then are you going to bring it up?
I'd say it looks a bit weird.
Yeah. Okay, so for you.
Weird isn't bad.
What about a friend? This is your brother.
Yeah.
Would you say it to a friend?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have before.
What about a week later? Does it become more aggressive as time goes by, or is it still like, oh, it looks a bit weird?
Well, what about a week later? I probably had already said it.
Okay,
by
so
then.
A week later is your cutoff point. Okay, what about you, Mum? A week later, are you going to say it to him?
No, I wouldn't say anything until it looked better.
Oh, really?
And then I would say, your hair looks heaps better like that.
But that's not saying. You have to tell people if they look shit.
Yeah.
You don't.
Because then they'll look shit forever.
But they're going to look shit until their hair grows back.
Yeah, but they can.
But then you still don't tell them. You say, oh, it looks better now.
I would,
but you're not actually saying, don't do that again.
I would say that. I would say your hair looks heaps better now.
Yeah.
Don't cut it again.
Yeah, I would say I'm kind of.
Your hair used to be shit, you can say.
Yeah, that's where I would probably go. I'd be like, hey, I didn't want to say, but your haircut before sucked.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably, with most of my friends, would just tell them.
Yeah.
If it was really bad, I think they'd know as well. Yeah. And if they will, and I can't think of a friend that has had a haircut bad enough for me to comment on
Same, really. Yeah. You have.
Oh, yeah. I've had some bad ones in my time. But before I shaved my beard, that was possibly one of the worst haircuts I've ever gotten. That's where he made me look like clean SpongeBob. He gave me just like a perfectly oval face. Oh, it was bad.
Have you ever had a friend change their head dramatically?
Mm.
Like it's not bad, but it's just a lot to take in?
Yes, I think I have. There was a period of time, there was one day when Zammit went in to get his hair cut and he just said, do whatever. Mm. He was like, I don't care.
I've always wanted to do that.
Zammit ended up looking like a very Mediterranean Tintin. So if that's what you want, go for it. But Zammit wasn't happy.
You have to go to like a $500 a haircut place.
A few years ago when shaved sides / pineapple was in.
Yeah.
When it first came in, one of my friends got it and none of us knew what to do. It was just too much. We were just like, what? You've done that?
That's amazing. Okay, so, all right, well, let's assume that obviously NSCW Nick wants to say, they want to bring it
I think we can just say Nick.
Yeah, Nick, that's fair. We don't need to say Nsu. Nick, so Nick wants to bring it up, but how. Well, so it's going to happen.
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
What about the comment, it's not for me?
It's not for me.
But
what do you think of my haircut?
Any it's personal culpability just gone.
Yeah.
All you're saying, you're like, hey,
I don't like it.
I don't like
you
it.
You might.
My opinion is worthless. So don't worry about me. Yeah, it's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
Not for me. Or you could say, it's fine, but.
Yes, yes, that's also
good. It's fine, but maybe do this next time.
You don't even have to be with like an it's fine. If someone's like, hey, what do you think of my hair? You can be like, it's good. It's just that blah, 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 blah. You know
good,
what I mean?
Because good, if you say it's good, but this, it's already good. She's good. Done. Go away.
But I think good is if your butt is dramatic enough, then the good is just a cushion to soften the blow. Oh, it's good, but I don't really know if the undercut thing works for you. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's good. Or, oh, it's good, but maybe next time I'd go for like this kind of haircut just because of your face or something.
If they ask you, then you can tell the truth in the nicest possible way. But just
who does that though? Who says, do you like my new haircut?
Well, somebody might say, I'm not sure about it. What do you think? Yeah. You could say, I'm not sure about it either.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. If they're like, hey, I don't know how I feel about my hair, you can be like, yeah, I'm in the same boat. Don't know how I feel about it.
Or you could just buy one of those hairdressing books with all the haircuts and go, look, let's look at this again. That'd look good on you. That'd look good on you. Flick past the undercuts.
none of these probably are really your style. Have you ever been at a hairdresser? I tend to get my hair cut with friends. I don't know why. It's just what happens. Mm. Have you ever been in that situation and you've seen a bad haircut happening to your friend?
Ooh,
I have. With Adam and once with Zamet, and it is rough. You're just sitting across.
Do you get scared because you're in the same position?
Well, I know I've got a different hairdresser, so I'm like, I'm safe. But I'm watching over there as like Zamet or Adam's face is becoming that like more and more pained smile where they're like, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. And then we come in. Or like we leave the hairdresser together and I'm like, oh, your haircut's nice. And they're like, eh. I think most of the time people know.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? Most of the time people can tell if their haircut's shit.
And saying it's good, you can emphasize the word good in many ways.
Yeah. It's good.
It's good.
That's good.
It's there's a good where you know people like it, and there's a good when you know people don't like it.
Exactly. There's a bad good.
There's a bad good.
I got the bad good.
So you know when you're getting the bad good.
Yeah.
But that's all you got to do with your friend is give them the bad good.
Yeah. And the inflection is so, is there a good bad? No, not quite as.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's bad. It's good. It's good. It's bad.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. You give them the bad good, what can they do? Never give them the good bad.
Well, I said it was good.
You want the
if
good
they can
good.
Have a go at you. So. Yeah, I said it was good.
What? You heard it wrong.
Don't tell them.
Yeah. No, tell them.
All no. Right. What benefit? What benefit?
They get the benefit, not you.
They don't get benefit. They've got to live with it, feeling really ugly
for
and unattractive.
For a week or two.
No.
Depends.
Remember, one centimetre a month.
Depends on the complexity of the
haircut.
You
can live with that.
I think.
I couldn't.
I think it depends.
I'd have to stay inside.
Who gets, like, it's hair?
Yeah, well, people care about their hair. You got two options here. Writer's brutality or mum's kindness.
Or you just say, you know, the butt.
Yeah.
So it's a fine butt.
Oh, right. Or you just look at the hair point and go, yuck. That's pretty powerful. What do you think of my haircut? Oh, yuck. Looks foul.
Whoa, what did you do when you came out of the hairdresser?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Dad did it. He rebuilt his shanty town and he's balanced the mug on it. I got to take another photo.
Did you add reinforcements?
I changed the substructure. It's a different substructure out of triangles, which triangle is the strongest shape.
That's right. Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
Uh-huh.
I like that it can only get more elaborate from here. The size and shape.
Are we ready?
Oh, my God. Dad's going to put a book on top. I am so nervous for you. Okay, here we go. And Dad's gently resting the book on top.
Oh, a partial collapse.
Partial collapse, but it's still there. A few casualties, but it's still going.
Spoon
on top. He's going to put a little packet of something on top. We're going until it collapses, I guess. A duster.
Ooh, stapler. Oh. This will be a
stapler.
One.
That's the stapler. True test, isn't it?
Yeah, how are you going to balance that?
I don't know.
He's going to figure it out.
Don't break anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't break that mug.
This could be a good board game you play for the... Oh.
Stacks well. On. I love watching it collapse.
Yeah.
It's cool. Very satisfying.
Yeah. All right.
All right, our last question comes from Emma, also on the Discord. They say, "Hi, Bailey family. I'm about to start volunteering by helping run a group for LGBTQTI youngsters. How do I best try to interact with them without coming across like an old person trying to be young? Do I learn slang? I'm feeling old already. Too long didn't read for writer. How does an old person interact with youths?" First of all,
not by trying to figure out the slang.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to
get
there.
You won't do it right.
Yeah,
no matter what you say, you're not going to... You just won't do it.
What is the most recent piece of slang you know, Rides?
Ooh.
Yeah, like I'm trying to figure out when my cutoff point was for slang. I was trying to figure this out the other day.
That I used?
No, just that you're aware of. Let's say
yeet.
Yeet.
I don't know what it means though.
You don't know what yeet means. No. Yeet is when you throw something. It's for distance.
What?
And Kobe is for height.
Kobe.
So, Kobe. That's when you're going for...
Don't.
I like it.
You don't Kobe, like it. Where did they get Kobe?
Kobe Bryant, I think. He's a basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you go Kobe if you're going to get something high up and throw it. Nah. And you go yeet if you're throwing something that's very far away.
What?
Yeah. No,
that's... I thought it was something to do with a rapper.
No. Well, I mean, maybe a yeet. Rapper invented it. But no, yeet is for throwing something. I like that it like disturbs
I hate
you.
It. I just hate it.
I'm trying to think of... I mean, like, in terms of actual... Oh, the problem is now I think slang and memes become really integrated.
Yeah.
So like
slangs have a reference point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't know the slang without knowing where it originated.
Yeah, nobody's like radical, presumably just, I don't know, burst up from the ground all of a sudden. So people were saying it. Groovy. Yeah.
Tell me what a meme is. I've asked before, but I still don't really know. I can't figure out what a meme is. Is something on the internet?
It's a picture with a joke on it.
That's it.
That's it.
It's an image.
It's a picture of, so let's say it's a picture of someone with a disgusted face.
Yeah.
It'll be like, when I eat Brussels sprouts, this.
It's an image designed to amuse.
Oh, okay.
But it has to have a few words with it usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But that's, again, so
that's it. It's basically a joke on a picture.
And it's become very popular.
Yes. Well, they as a concept are very popular.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've got a list here of slang. I thought maybe I'll go through it.
Yeah.
You guys can tell me if you can figure it any of it out.
We're right. Old, so
we're going to struggle.
We'll see which slang we know.
Okay. Yeah. Orcs. Do you know orcs?
I know orcs.
That's orcs.
I know it.
What
can
is
I
it?
Say?
Orcs. Yeah.
Awkward.
Awkward. Ah. Like, orcs if something's a little bit awkward. Goat, but it's capital G-O-A-T.
Yeah, I know goat too.
Yeah, what is it? You know all of the
greatest of all time.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
Roger Federer is the goat, apparently.
What is?
Federer.
Federer.
He's not.
Roger Federer is the goat. Greatest of all time. Gucci. Do you know Gucci? That's Gucci.
Oh, that yeah, I know that one good, too.
Yeah, I'm figuring it out. That's Gucci. Okay.
I like saying geezy for good.
Geezy is good. That's a good bit of slang.
But that's not on your list.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Yeah. Well, that's your own creation, isn't it?
I saw it from someone.
These are hard.
Okay, what about this one? I don't think even you'll get this, Rides. Skirt. S-K-U-R-T. No,
I don't know it.
Would you like me to give you an example of it in use? Okay. Say I'm doing something and you're hassling me.
Yeah.
Skirt. What does it mean?
Scram?
It means go away.
What? No, it doesn't.
Like scoot.
I thought
away.
That was also something to do with a rapper.
Skirt. Okay. Straight fire. What's straight fire? That's straight fire. I know
that one. That one's is like good.
Yeah. Oh,
real
it's
good.
Something like, that's good. I thought it was something
like
just...
that donut was straight fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Straight fire.
I thought it was like Ryder told that person their haircut was shit. That was straight fire.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I would have thought too. Yeah. But, you know.
Okay, what about thirsty? If someone's
thirsty. Yeah, I know thirsty too. That's reasonably old though, thirsty.
Well, yeah, I've just realized that the website I'm getting this from is verywellfamily.com for an article called Teen Slang. So maybe this is parents explaining slang to other parents. You know
what's
what I mean?
Thirsty? Is that like a cute person?
That's something like when you see someone and you're like too much into them and they're not into you really.
Oh.
Or like if somebody keeps like
hassling you.
Like all of your
those
comments.
Those men, those like two guys that were in your Instagram DMs.
They were thirsty.
Okay.
Thirsty for mum.
Thirsty for you.
I'm thirsty for mum. putting it out there.
Okay, what about a clap back?
I don't know that
a
one.
Clap back.
Yeah, so somebody says something to me and I clap back. What am I doing? What's
like
happening?
A reply?
No, you're responding to criticism. So if somebody was like, Ryder, you're too mean, you could clap back with something maybe about me or something that indicated you weren't too mean. That's a clap back.
A rebuttal.
Yeah, it's a rebuttal, yeah. Okay,
say rebuttal. That's not the idea. You don't have to make up all these words for things we've already got. We've got it.
That's the whole idea of slang, though.
What about having the receipts? So, I've got the receipts.
You've got the knowledge, or you've got the goods.
I've got the evidence to back it up. So you could be like...
I love that one. That one's my favorite.
It's good. It's very good. Hey, you could be like...
That's a bit of a tax slang.
Some accounting humor for you there.
Yeah, they're rolling on the floor in the accountant's office with that one. Can you see them all rolling on the floor? Oh,
that's great.
So, that's really good. I love it.
Like, you know, so-and-so is cheating on so-and-so and I've got the receipts to prove it.
Yeah. Or could you say, I heard that you said this and they're like, no, I didn't say that. And you go, I've got the receipts.
Yeah, that's right. Only joke in the last 10 years in the accountant's office.
Okay, I got two more. One that I've never heard of before. And one that I think is pretty good, by Felicia.
Yeah, I know that one. That means when like someone's being annoying and you dismiss them.
Yeah, you're like, by Felicia.
From a movie though.
That's from Friday with Ice Cube. Yeah. And the last one, which this feels fake, Hundo P.
100%.
Yeah.
No one says that.
That feels like that. Just feels like a lie. Like if someone's like, "You hungry? I'll hundo pay."
What I hate is how the younger generation are just shortening. Even one syllable words.
Yeah.
For things.
Lit is a great example.
Yeah.
Well, lit is weird because
that's not a shorten, but I mean like finna.
Finna. Oh, I'm finna do this.
Don't say finna. And
finna being finna. Fixing to. I'm fixing to do this. I'm finna do this. Look, I like to think that
we've
hate
oof. Don't say oof. Oof. It's just something they say. I don't know what it means. They just say it. And
you're all
there
right.
It is.
Oof.
I think it's hard when words change on me. So wholesome, I see wholesome being used all the time and I'm like, that obviously doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Awesome. Where are you
saying? Or the worst one is Raz.
Raz.
Because, you know, sometimes I'll tell the story about...
That's an old one. Raz has been around since about 2009.
Raz. What does Raz mean in slang?
Flirt.
And so I would tell the story about I would read you a story and get you all quiet and ready to go to sleep. And then Dad would go in and razz you. And I would say, stop razzing the children. Everyone's like, what?
I don't know, getting us hyperactive.
Yeah.
Well, Emma, I think it's good to know the slang, but like,
yeah.
Don't any of the try. Words, yeah, any of the words yeah. we just used then are probably never going to sound right coming out yes. of your mouth if you didn't grow up with them.
Yep.
So just be like a friendly person and you're yeah. probably going to be fine.
And if they use slang, it's really good to kind of act a bit dumb and say, yeah, what they is
will,
that? What
they will enjoy telling you what
yeah.
it means.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. If you don't know what a word means or what someone means by something, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being like, what does that mean? I'm just trying to educate myself.
It was always fun telling the teacher things that yeah. like the younger yeah. kids are doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or alternatively, go into class and be like, who's ready for a lit class? Hundo P. And everyone will be like, this teacher's cool. And before we go, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
Where's my sheet?
That not whole sure. question was just us yeah, reading out that slang. Yeah, well.
But I mean, like, we kind of answered it at the beginning. We're like, look, probably don't go into it, you know, assuming that you're going to be able to wow the kids with your slang knowledge. It's good to know what they mean so that when the kids say them to you, you can understand what's happening. But don't yeah. feel like you've got to do it yourself.
They like it if you say, I'm old.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
have to tell me. You have to educate me. They're like, yeah, you are old. I will educate
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I don't know what bi Felicia means. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What does wholesome mean?
I don't know. Wholesome to me.
I've never all heard the of time it. Now.
Yeah.
Are they like, oh, that's wholesome for something that
we're
is not
wholesome?
Wholesome?
Yeah. A lot of people say that we're wholesome.
Yeah, because we are wholesome.
I think
yeah.
we should say, Nick off, leave us some words, will you please? we're without words, our generation.
Well, it'll be a whole new language. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you want the clues?
Yes, please.
Okay. The Harry Potter one. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
That would be a good thing when you were training your kid. Hop yeah, on the Harry Potter.
Yeah, get a Harry Potter.
Yeah, get a potty.
Except
with Harry
they don't
Potter
know about
space.
Harry Potter when they're like,
that's just,
right.
It's just you're turning the training potty into a guy. Yeah.
Now, the Harry Potter one is Ron and Hermione celebrating Mrs. Norris's lives, not mm-hmm. Mrs. Morris.
Yeah,
I don't know who Mrs. Morris is.
Celebrating Mrs. Norris's lives. All
right. Right. And then the... Interesting on slang, this is old American slang.
Yeah, okay.
Sawbuck is
yeah.
is the word for, that's the old American slang. And the other part of that is leaning 50s nerd.
All right.
Leaning 50s
leaning
nerd.
Leaning 50s nerd. And rides a collar?
Feels quite overwhelming, sounds like wind chimes, tastes like champagne and smells metallic.
Very exciting. Ooh. I was going to ask you for the joke again, but there's not really anything yeah. for people to figure out.
Yeah, there. That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any answers you'd like us to question.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions you'd like us
question
to
question those answers.
And any engineering tips for the shanty town yeah, would be appreciated.
Any ideas for how to build Dad's shanty town into a shanty city, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us in the Discord or the Facebook group, wherever you know we'll see it. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.